Hello everyone, happy new year and welcome back to the Simple Down podcast. During Christmas, I posted a little Insta story wishing everyone a genuine holiday season, but often we wish others, you know, what we really want for ourselves, and this time was not an exception. I really, truly was craving some realness amidst all the chaos and all the must-dos and must-eats and all of that stuff, and it's not like these holidays were any different from others. I believe the insights I've received are actually thanks to Mercury being retrograde during the second half of December. Maybe it was not the most fun of Christmases, but it was a mind-shifting one. I found a lot of meaning in my emotions during this time, and I wanted to share it all with you so that in case you're exhausted, in case you know, you're disappointed or simply not vibing these days, we could walk into 2024 feeling a bit lighter and a lot more free. So I hope you enjoy the episode today. So to start off, yes, Mercury was retrograde during the entire holiday season, and it only turned direct on January 2nd. And I think it was very meaningful for many of us to have this Mercury retrograde during this time. You know, sometimes it feels like the winter holidays are a topic that you just shouldn't question. Well, at least in my environment, it's definitely a topic that I should not question. Unfortunately, I do love to question all things tradition, so I still do it. I annoy everyone. And it's always met with this instant shut off. It's not that deep. Don't be so childish or don't be so negative. But if you're questioning something that you see is a disruptive mess, that doesn't mean that you're negative. It just means that you're thinking. Well, that's at least what I believe. And this year, blessed by Mercury retrograde, which is a great time to process information, I saw and felt so clearly the fabrication of it all. You know, I saw people using this holiday season to pretend like everything is the way they want it to be. Delusion is great. Don't get me wrong. It is great when you use it to believe in yourself, for example, but it becomes toxic when you use it to mask, you know, what's incorrect in your reality. If there are difficult decisions you need to make, delusion can elevate you if you choose to believe in yourself no matter the outcome of that decision. But if you use it to mask and pretend like you don't need to make the decision at all because everything is great, it's Christmas, then the poison activates. I saw people acting all lovey-dovey on Christmas morning only to not talk again after Christmas. And let me tell you, the atmosphere between them after all that fake show was even worse than before. Pretends love is not love. Pretends positivity is not positivity. Pretends celebration while you're sighing and zoning out every few minutes is not actually celebrating anything. You're using this occasion to hide away from your feelings instead of making time to sit with them, accept them, and let them flow out. It all just, you know, to me, this season, it all just looked like a circus show. No offense to any circuses out there, but I just don't like the circus. So yeah, Christmas doesn't need to be all joyful if you're in pain, if you're struggling, or, you know, if you don't want to be around some people. It doesn't need to be joyful at all, even if you're feeling and doing absolutely fine. You don't need to turn into some positivity goblin just because we've all been brainwashed into thinking that this season is all about happiness, love, and celebrating, and Coca-Cola commercials. You know, we've also been brainwashed into believing that happiness and love look like some ecstatic dance, I don't know, and not feeling anything bad ever, aka not feeling the majority of all the emotions out there. And this pretending, in how I see it, makes the heavy feelings even heavier, because you think there's no space for them. Oh, you have to be and look ecstatic. Oh, you need to be running around hugging and kissing and toasting everyone. And if you don't, there's something fundamentally wrong with you. And get it together. Well, as my toast to a new year, I say, F that, because this is a family-friendly show. And also stop telling me what's correct and not correct for me. It's my life, and I will be the one held responsible for my choices. So I'd like to be the one making those choices. Here's to that. And my choice for 2024 is that I will likely not be participating in this show again, unless I feel like the environment is not a circus anymore. Unless I feel like people are getting together to be present with each other, to share themselves with each other, and not just eat, drink, and get over it in a manner that they find acceptable. I don't find any of these manners I've personally witnessed acceptable. It will not be a form of protest, but just an honest expression of how I feel about it. We've grown so aware of, you know, all of this fake advertising, so maybe let's stop fake advertising our own lives. There's no place for this BS in the age of Aquarius anyways, and this new age, this new cycle that will last around 200 years, I think, I don't know, it is rolling in as we speak. And now, before I pivot, there's something important to understand about the energy coming into prominence at the moment. Aquarius, as a sign, represents innovation, right? So naturally, it must question tradition and status quo and the like. And to quote Justin Buchanan, I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing it right, and his piece on Medium called The Age of Aquarius and the Great Conjunction, the Age of Aquarius ushers in a collective shift away from the collective. And again, the Age of Aquarius ushers in a collective shift away from the collective, thinking for yourself, doing your own research, inviting something different, and an opening of minds is what Aquarius brings to this new astrological cycle on Earth, end quote. So all of these pre-decided collective notions, traditions, and all of that must and will be reconsidered. Right now, there is absolutely nothing that cannot be questioned. But there's a but. It needs to be questioned by you. Not the collective, not the TikTok comment section or the media or anything outside of you. And this leads me to something else I've shared not that long ago, the famous or infamous collective energies, as we call them. It's become a phrase not only in the woo-woo side of the internet, but it's also got into the mainstream media. And what became obvious to me was that there's no such thing. At least not like it's presented. Oftentimes it goes along the lines, the collective energy is so heavy right now. No, it's not. It's your social bubble that's heavy right now. It's the algorithm that's making it heavy for you right now. As someone with a phone's screen time of only 2 to 3 hours per day, I can tell you, whatever collective energies you pick up through social media or news outlets, they have been crafted that way with a goal to be heavy. And if you turn that off, you will see that that energy doesn't exist in your life. Well, for the most part. So for my second toast to the new year, I say, let us observe our own energy and do whatever it takes to nurture and keep it healthy. Because this beautiful, healthy energy is what creates a beautiful world. A beautiful, healthy world. So if you disconnect, delete those apps and just focus your time on creating in the world, you'll soon realize that most of those collective energies lose their grip on you and you feel absolutely fine and free. I know some people will be raising their finger and saying, but what about this or that? Or what about if it's something that's directly affecting you? I know there are nuances to everything, but if it is something that is directly affecting you, it's not the collective energies. It's your own life unfolding and asking you to live it. While most people live other people's lives through their screens, absorbing their experiences, feelings, and whatnot, and then we call these our collective energies. These are different things. For example, there was this collective energy way back, like in 2018 or so, something that I've experienced. And Gary Vee was really on the rise back then, but it was not actually a collective energy as I thought. It was me really struggling with my mental health and believing that I will be able to fix it by being more productive and organized. Thanks to marketing, algorithms, and trending Google AdWords, it had become a common lie that I was carrying around every day, that organization and productivity makes you a worthy person or something. Same goes for making plans and setting goals. Truth is, for some it's correct, for others it's definitely not. No plan has ever changed my life. But what did? Being present, observing myself in the little moments, observing my surroundings in the moment, how do we interact with each other and how can we interact better? Not planning for some sort of greatness in the future. The future will not change your current reality, but your current reality will create the future. And that's a simple rule many of us can use that would be much more correct for our energy and life themes. The point, I guess, is to not be afraid to say no to what all those collective energies insist on. I know that people will call me a Grinch if I opt out from celebrating Christmases or go to the Canary Islands, you know, and disappear for some time or something. It's like, remember the movie Christmas with the Cranks, I guess, is what it's called? I only saw it this year for the first time, and I could really relate to the manipulation coming from all sides when you say no to something that the majority believes in, but I also know that I must trust myself and my judgment even after I see that something I've decided was actually a mistake. Because all of my mistakes were mine to make. In other words, I had to make them to embody who I came here to be. And that's what I'm here for, to learn my own lessons, not to prove myself or to prove that I'm right or to meet someone's expectations. So that's my final toast to a new year. Here's to a year of trusting myself, fully believing in myself unconditionally to live a life that only I can live. And with that being said, now I can't wait to review this in a year and see, you know, all the mistakes that I've mentioned in here. So we can all see what lessons we were able to uncover in 2024. All the juicy mistakes that are waiting for us, just yummy, you know. Anyway, thank you all for listening. As always, don't forget to leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed the episode. And until next time, bye-bye.